Sech Rosh Hashanah Perek Aleph Mishnah Tes Mithil Perek Beis Mishnah Gimel. A couple of Mishnahs ago, the Mishnah taught that even if testifying that one saw the new Rosh Chodesh moon requires violating Shabbos, one should still violate Shabbos in order to reach the Beis Din in Yerushalayim and testify that you saw the Rosh Chodesh moon and that that day is indeed the first day of the next month and not the 30th day of the previous month. And so we saw, for example, that when it comes to the Tuchum Shabbos, the maximum 2,000 amos distance which one is allowed to travel outside of one's city, on Shabbos, so one does not need to take that into account, and he should still make the journey to Yerushalayim as long as he can reach there within that day. This mission now expands on that law. Mishra'as HaChidesh, somebody who saw the new Rosh Chodesh moon ve'en yochel halech, and he is not able to go and to walk even. So in order for him to reach the Beis Din to testify that he saw the Rosh Chodesh moon, it won't only require him to violate Shabbos, but perhaps other people too as well. Says the Mishnah, Melichnas al Achamar, they should bring him on a donkey, even though in Jabbonon it's forbidden to ride animals on Shabbos, even though the other people who will take him are not witnesses, and they will have to travel beyond the Tuchum as well, they should still violate Shabbos in order to testify about the Rosh Chodesh moon. Afil Bamita, even on a bed, if he is unable to ride on an animal, then they should literally carry him on his bed, or on some sort of couch, all the way to the Beis Din. Of course, as long as they'll be able to reach there within that day. Now, in general, there's actually a rule that although it's forbidden to carry in a Rishus HaRabim, in a public domain on Shabbos, if somebody carries a person, then he is exempt, because there is a rule, Hachai Noses Atzmoi. An alive person is considered to be somebody who carries himself. Since technically he would be able to walk himself, consider it as if the person who is carrying him is not actually carrying anything. And therefore he would not be liable for carrying a person, even if that person is on a bed in a public domain. The bed is considered secondary to the person, so if you're not liable for carrying the person, you would also not be liable for carrying the bed. However, in this case, where the person is not able to walk himself, the rule of Achai Noses Atzmo does not apply, because he is not able to carry himself. And so to carry him in the bed would be a violation of Shabbos, but nevertheless it is permitted for the sake of declaring Rosh Chodesh. V'im tzeid elohem, if there are people in wait to trap him on the way, they want to stop him reaching the Beis Din. For example, there were certain sects within the Jewish people who didn't necessarily accept all of the Torah, and as we will see in the next perek, they tried to mess around with the dates of Rosh Chodesh, to change the date, to make the Beis Din think that it was the wrong date, and so they might have stopped the witnesses from trying to reach the Beis Din. So if somebody is concerned about that, then lechem yodam maklos, they can take sticks in their hands to protect themselves. If it was a long journey, lechem yodam mzoynos, they can take food in their hand, even though, of course, they'd be able to survive and to reach the Beis Din without having any food on the way, and carrying the food would be a violation of Shabbos, nevertheless, so that they'll be willing to go and testify, this is also permitted. Sha'al malach laila v'yoy mechal mitzah Shabbos, says the Mishnah, because for a journey of maximum a night and a day, one can violate Shabbos v'yotzen leid zachodesh in order to go out to testify about the Rosh Chodesh moon. Meaning, the condition is that they're able to reach the Beis Din before the end of that day. So if, let's say, they see it at night, they should set out at night, and they can violate Shabbos in order to do so, as long as they know that they will reach the Beis Din and be able to testify before the end of that day. Because if they don't, then even if they did see the moon, if they didn't testify and the Beis Din did not declare it to be Rosh Chodesh that day, then Rosh Chodesh will only be the next day. And that will end up being a 30-day month, even if people saw the moon on that day, since the Beis Din would not have declared it to be Rosh Chodesh. And the Mishnah brings the Pasuk now, from which we learn that one can violate Shabbos for the sake of Eidus HaChodesh. Shenemar, as the Pasuk says, Elam HaDei Hashem, these are the significant dates of Hashem, referring to the Yom Tovim, Asher Tikru Esam, that you should declare them, and the Pasuk adds, B'moy Adom, in their right times, and from that added extra word, we learn that you have to do all that you can to make sure that it will be on the right date, even if it requires violating Shabbos.